Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The new Immigration Reform Act, introduced by Senators John Cornyn and John Kyle, is bait and switch. The senators think they can bait Americans into supporting it because the bill starts off with authorizing 10,000 more Border Patrol agents and contains dozens of necessary proposals that should have been ordered years ago, such as eliminating the diversity visa program, which allows 50,000 people to come into our country every year by winning a lottery. The Cornyn-Kyle bill increases criminal penalties for alien smuggling, document fraud, gang violence, and drug trafficking. But that only applies to criminals who are caught. Our Border Patrol is catching less than half of the illegals coming over the border. And we inspect only a tiny percent of the Mexican trucks which NAFTA has forced us to allow on our highways. Buried in the middle of the Cornyn-Kyle bill is Title V, which creates a non-immigrant temporary worker category. That's the euphemism for giving amnesty to some 10 million illegal aliens already in the United States, plus creating guest worker status for them and for millions more aliens who will be invited into our country to take U.S. jobs. Amnesty means a general pardon for offenses against the government. The Cornyn-Kyle bill includes no punishment whatsoever for the crimes committed by illegal aliens, by makers and users of fraudulent documents, or by employers who hire the cheap labor. The Cornyn-Kyle bill would establish a new visa category called W that would allow aliens to enter the United States when there are no available U.S. workers. Silicon Valley corporations could advertise for computer specialists at the U.S. minimum wage. No Americans would apply, and thousands of computer specialists from India and Pakistan would board planes to take the jobs at pay levels that do not attract educated Americans. Tell your members of Congress that amnesty by any other name smells just as bad and costs too many U.S. jobs.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit ArkInstitute.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he intends to live forever. So far, so good. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And we have one of the people that I really, 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 really enjoy having on this show. We have several that I really, really, really enjoy, and a lot of folks that I do enjoy, but not as much as I enjoy visiting with C.J. Hadley. C.J. Hadley is a real hero in my mind. She has single-handedly put together one of the greatest Western magazines that I've ever seen, and now she has some books out that are just absolutely fantastical, gorgeous. And C.J. Hadley, it's just great and wonderful to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
It's divine to join you, darling. I've missed you.
You know, last time I saw you, we were in Reno, Nevada, and
yes,
that was years ago.
It was Freedom 21.
Freedom 21. I've only met CJ twice, both times at a Freedom 21 conference. She was in St. Louis a long time ago. And I remember our good friend Jay Wally about suffocated you because he made you ride all the way to New Mexico in that old junker of his with no air conditioning.
It was, we had a thermometer in that dreadful Volkswagen bus, and it was 128 degrees.
But you survived. Once upon a time, you take a similar trip on camels across Australia or something?
Oh, it was only 130 degrees outside that one. It was, yes, 300-mile safari across the Simpson Desert of Australia. It took 14 days. We only hit water three times. I had a dromedary, which is a one-hump camel called Sandy, a very enormous beast, and it was a wonderful trip and very beautiful, and you never sweat at all because it just, you're dry. It's a very dry place. It's beautiful.
You actually rode a camel, a dromedary, 300 miles in over 100 degree temperatures.
I did. Some say that was not too smart, but I was writing for Sports Illustrated, and then I sold the story to Saturday Evening Post, then I sold it to an airline magazine, and I think I got 30 million readers on that one story.
Oh, I thought
you were going to say 14 days of hell in the desert, which I called it Agony in the Red Center, but all the magazines changed the titles, and it was many years ago, and it was probably the most sublime and memorable trips I've ever taken, except for the, you know, with the cowboys and cheerleaders out here in the West, which is far more interesting.
I thought you were going to say you got $30 million for that article.
No, I didn't get much. The usual pay we get, Derry, which is, you know, a lot of satisfaction and smiles.
You know, CJ and I have a lot in common, besides the fact that we're both common. We both work for nothing.
Amen, brother. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, tell us very quickly about Range Magazine first, and give us your phone number, and because I have promoted Range Magazine for years now, I don't have them in order. That was another mistake I made. I haven't filed them properly, but I think I have somewhere here, there, and yonder every Range Magazine that you have produced.
Well, we started this in 1989. It was a bunch of cowboys in Nevada with relationships with Idaho, New Mexico, California, Oregon. They were basically cowboys who ran on the federal lands, and they had a problem. Environmentalists and the federal government were coming after them and saying what they did was not worthy, what they did was irrelevant, what they did was expenses, what they did was welfare, and we didn't agree with that. And they came to me when I was this big shot travel writer working for all these lovely magazines and said, would I produce a brochure to send to Congress to show that the cowboys and sheepherders are really the good guys? And I thought that would be quite an exercise because I really didn't know if they were or they weren't. And these cowboys sent me to 5 ranches in Nevada, 1 sheep outfit and 5 cattle ranches, and each one had a different problem. Even though they had 1 5/16 inches of rain the previous year, their problem was not drought. It was the Nature Conservancy who was trying to take the ranch for desert tortoise. Well, that didn't make much sense to me. I went to another ranch, and even though the Wild Horse and Burro Act of 1971 was a good thing to keep the horses running free, where there was supposed to be 80 horses on one ranch's winter range, there were 1,200, and there was no feed, and they were stomping all the water holes that were paid for by the rancher. That didn't seem right to me. The next ranch I went to, it was the Fish and Wildlife Service and the local Fish and Game, who were against the ranchers, saying they were destroying mule deer habitat. Well, when some of the scientists from the universities came out with me, they showed that that really was not the case. It wasn't the cows that were the problem. And it went on and on and on, dairy. And what happened with that one-shot brochure is because of the problems with endangered species, wetlands, takings, urban encroachment, environmental innocence, I thought that would be a real magazine. So we gave birth to Range Magazine, and we've done, I think, 53 issues to date. It's published quarterly. It's $19.95 a year. There's hardly any advertising in it. And we are advocates for food producers who we believe are the most important people in the world. We cherish them. We applaud them. We tell the stories of, what they're up against and also how they succeed. So it's a very satisfying job, and it's been going on now. This is the 16th year. I can't even believe I've lasted this long, but that's the point of Range.
You know, this thing of lasting a long time, I started the talk show. Now, I've been in the radio business. I've been a farm broadcaster since back in the early 1960s. But when we started the talk show, it's been 11 years ago as of now. It was in June the 18th. We've been on the air with the talk show 11 years.
Happy birthday, whenever it is.
But time does go in a hurry, and we think we're just spinning our tires and slipping our clutch, and we're not getting anywhere. But CJ, you and I both are making a difference. We're beginning to hear people say, when you first came on the air, I didn't believe anything you said. I thought, that guy is strictly from outer space.
Sounds familiar?
Right. And they said, now I can see some of these things actually beginning to happen.
Listen, somebody said you were a country boy, and that's peculiar, because now that you're saying such lovely things about Range, I think you're probably a gentleman and a scholar. But they also call me names. I've been called the shill of industrial polluters. Last week, somebody called me from Portland, Oregon, and called me a right-wing Nazi. One of the readers in Hawaii, as they were sipping, lattes or whatever those fancy coffee drinks are, they called me a cousin marrying Shepler shopping troglodyte. So there are people who are opposed to our viewpoints, Derry, I mean, I think they're getting a little uncomfortable that we're actually reaching people with what you call common sense, and which is common sense, because I think that's what Range is, and I think we've got an awful lot in common.
Yes, we do. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with a very good friend of mine, C.J. Hadley. She heads up Range For You, who is the Range magazine, very, very well done magazine. And she also has some most beautiful books that I've ever seen with stories and pictures. They're photograph books. But before we get into the photograph book, CJ, let's talk a little bit more about Range Magazine. You sort of copied it, and I don't say you copied it, but it's in the same line of work as Arizona Highways, would you say, or National Geographic, something of that nature?
Well, I think you're being awfully kind. Range is a little bit more real than those guys. They have the greatest photographers in the world. They get paid really, real good dollars, and they go out and they show the beauty of the country and the beauty of the world. What Range does as best we can, and actually we do use some National Geographic and some Arizona Highways photographers occasionally because they believe in this beast that's called Range. But what we are is we're actually an environmental magazine. We're listed on the World Wide Web as rangemagazine.com, and it's listed as under environment and ecology, which kind of disturbs some of the enviros. But what we do is we do tell stories of the real people who are out here, but we also get into the politics and the regulations, the difficulties, the trauma, the pressures, which I think are unrighteous. So Range has an edge. Some people think we're a little strident, which you could never call Geographic or Arizona Highways. And actually, Range has no equal. It doesn't mean to say we're great, but there is nobody out there that I know doing the same thing. There are a couple of cowboy magazines, which to me are very far from reality. And Range is just real people, no models, no phonies, no dilettantes, no dudes. At least if we can help it, and we produce something that we think people should clutch to their breast rather than abuse. And so Range, we got a lot of passion in Range. We got a lot of energy in Range. We got a lot of people working hard, Derry, just like the cowboy sheep herders, farmers and loggers and miners, the ones that do the best for America.
Give us your telephone number again, CJ.
Anybody can reach us at 1-800-RANGE-4U, which is R-A-N-G-E, number 4, letter U. That is 800-726-4348. And we've been on this program before, Derry, and a lot of your listeners have called me. I've given them $5 off the regular rate. Actually, $15 subscription instead of $19.95. That's not $5, it's $4.95. But anyway, about 25% off. And if you're doubtful, you can call and say, I want a sample copy. I want to see it before I'll pay you. But then it'll be a $19.95 subscription. We'd love to have your listeners share this magazine. And the next available magazine will go to anybody who wants it or is willing to pay for it, which would be a lot better for me and for you, Derry.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Returned. As we've mentioned before, we're visiting today with C.J. Hadley, and she is the producer, publisher, writer, author. Well, what is your title, C.J.?
I think it's probably Esoterica, which means something vague and indistinct.
I was going to say, I can't spell that. So.
Well, I had to look it up in the dictionary when somebody told me that's what I did. But I basically do editing, writing, photography, distribution.
You are Range Magazine.
Promotion, circulation development. I mean, advertising. You say it. You do everything there, I know. It's hard.
No, I don't. I give all my credit to Beth and Jeff. I could just walk out of here and nobody'd ever know the difference.
I love it. Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Well, I could, really. They do better when I'm gone.
I think you're probably right with that. So do my one staff. You know?
Well, I have two, so I'm ahead of you there.
I got a few part-timers, and they're all absolutely brilliant. So whoever anybody talks to on my staff, they're going to like them.
You know, I'm going back to Range again. For some of those of you who have not, our listeners now, that have not seen Range Magazine, you have some really good stuff in there, and they're so well written, along with the gorgeous photographs. I'm looking at some of the photographs in here. That one picture, which really I enjoyed more than anything else of this book that I have here, but it's so typical of Range Magazine. Well, there's two pictures in there that I could really... I could really relate to. The fellow on the gray horse that's in the mud, and he's moving those cattle, and the cattle are almost knee-deep in mud. And
I think it's Texas, yeah.
Then they've got mud splattered all over the people and the horses and the cattle. You know, it's been several years ago now. But I probably had the thing 10 or 12 years. But I concreted an entire area where I can work cattle. I said, all I've done all my life is push cattle out of the mud. And I said, I'm going to have one place that I can work cattle in bad weather. But I can sympathize with that. And then those two guys holding that steer down or whatever it is, and they're in mud. I mean, you can't even see their spurs for the mud that's on their boots. And they're just wallowing in that mud.
There's also some great photos of winter, you know, some brutal blizzards. And then, of course, there's the heat, the oppressive heat in, you know, Arizona and sometimes in eastern Montana. There's photos from all over, Darian, and everybody has a different choice as to which one they like. I like the one where the horse is. It's just a horse's nose, and he has hair all over his nose. And he just looks like he's getting into everybody's business, which basically is what range does. So that horse's nose seems to feel like range to me.
And then you've got a bucking horse in there that you can just see his eye through the bucking chute.
Uh-huh.
And there is a picture of, I mean, a reflection of a horse trailer in that horse's eye.
Isn't that amazing? That was by Cindy Baldoff from Indiana, a very good photographer.
She, I wonder if she knew she was doing that when she took that picture.
She's awful smart. She might have, or she might have seen it later, but either way, it's a good photograph.
It is. It's amazing. And, you know, I haven't seen a quote in there recently, but I have seen my name mentioned in there a time or two.
Well, we love you, Derry, and we think you're important to the country, and every once in a while you say something that's funny as hell, and we print it. We have
just every once in a while, not very often.
Yeah,
just
no,
once.
The thing is, you know, I mean, I'm a little stretched and stressed as to how much I can read and look at and all this kind of stuff. And every time I find you, I find something that's good. We have a little section in Range called Amazing Facts and Quotes, and you've been quoted in there. And sometimes, you know, we do a thing in the magazine called Confessions of Red Meat Survivors, and that's about people over 80, 90, or 100. And anybody who's over 90 still chomping down red meat is one of my heroes, and they've usually got one heck of an attitude and opinion and a good history and something to say. So we have a real kick out of that Confessions of Red Meat Survivors section. We also have photo sections, as you know. One's called Portrait of the West, which is just an individual usually with a little copy about that. And we have sections we give to photographers called Out on the Range, and that can be, you know, Kansas, it can be Montana, Washington State, anywhere that somebody is doing something that is considered out on the range. So we have a huge variety of things in range, and the photography is the best we can find. We get photographers, I think, that have been from all 50 states, I think, have put work in range. It's satisfying. It's nice to see all that different kind of viewpoints.
And, you know, I just cannot read fiction. If a story isn't true, I don't want to waste my time with it.
Well, the truth is more amazing, I think.
Yeah, everything in your books and in your publications are 100% actual factual.
Yes, sir, they are.
Let's talk now. See, I have about a minute and a half here before the next commercial break. But let's talk. Well, I just flipped the book open, and there's that gray horse all splattered with mud. let's talk about these books. One is The Romance and Reality of Ranching. The other is A Portrait of the West. They are hardback, hardcover books. Several, 150-some pages in each one, I guess.
174, 164, and 176. That's a lot of photos in those books. A
lot of photos. Yesterday, they came in the mail yesterday, and yesterday, as I was getting ready to leave the office, I thought, well, I'm going to take time to look through the one book. I looked at The Romance and Reality of Ranching, and an hour later, and I had not read one word other than just what's under the, you know, the little captions at the photos, it took me well over an hour just to look at the pictures in there. This is something that ought to be on everybody's coffee table or in every doctor's office in the country. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Klein, producer, author, and filmmaker, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show.
From time to time, God's people need to think of prophecy, because prophecy and history are the mountain that we should climb to get an objective perspective on where we're at. We have the technology where everybody could be marked according to what the Bible says would happen.
Get the latest offer from Ken, which includes his 50-minute video, Cracking the Prophetic Code, his 225-page book, America, Globalism, and the False Prophet, plus a bonus 50-minute DVD, Terrorism, America's Response, and a special 3-page report, How to Protect Yourself from Identity Theft. That's a $58 value, delivered to your mailbox for only $30. Send a $30 check, cash, or money order to America's Response Package, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Attention small business owners, now you can get a one-page website for your business for $199 per year from 199site.com. That's 199site.com. Here's what you get for $199: a custom one-page website, your own domain name, as in yourbusinessname.com, your logo or pictures put on the site, website hosting for 1 year, a $155 value, up to 25 custom email accounts, 4 updates a year, and more. No hidden charges, no tricks, nothing else to buy. $199 does it all. A well-designed professional website can give you added visibility and credibility. To get started today, call toll-free 1-866-438-6265. That's 1-866-438-6265. On the web at 199site.com. That's 199site.com. Can vaccinations cause long-term health problems for children? Could they be the root cause of autism? Should your child be vaccinated? Get the video, Vaccines, the Risk, the Benefits, the Choices, by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. This 3-hour video gives a comprehensive overview of each vaccine and provides irrefutable facts regarding the risks involved with the infections vaccines are meant to protect us from. Dr. Tenpenny presents documented proof that vaccines do compromise the immune system and shows the real risks in choosing not to vaccinate. Authoritative, caring, and up to the minute, Vaccines, the Risk, the Benefits, the Choices, is a vital tool when defending your choice not to vaccinate. This video is $29.95 delivered and available only in the DVD format. To order, call the NewsWithFuse.com bookstore toll-free at 1-800-955-0116. That's 1-800-955-0116, and be sure to tell them Derry sent you.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he once tried to be a tailor, but he just wasn't suited for it, mainly because it was a so-so job. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back, and we're still visiting with C.J. Hadley. We're talking about Range Magazine, and now I'd like to talk a little more detail about the romance and reality of ranching. It is one of the most beautiful books I have ever seen. C.J., why in the world did you decide, because you put a lot of work into this, and it's an expensive book. I mean, it's expensive to produce. What possessed you to publish this thing?
I think I was forced to do it, Derry, by cowboys from about 15 states, because the book was produced a few years back. I think it was 2002 or early in 2003, and it was called Welfare Ranching. And it was put out basically by 30 or so environmental groups who hated cows and sheep. And they got, you know, millions of dollars from a group called the Foundation for Deep Ecology. And they put a 15-pound book together, hardback, and they gave away, I think they printed 10,000 copies. They gave 7,000 copies away immediately to every major newspaper, every member of Congress, all of the resource, lawmakers in state legislatures. And it was just horrible. And every cow was knee deep in dung and urine. It was the worst thing that you could ever see. It was like cows and sheep, and anybody who is in farming or ranching causes devastation, and we all should be removed from the planet. And the cowboys from these states that were calling me saying, CJ, you have to answer it. It's not true. The science is off. They're lying. It's inaccurate. The ranch that they photographed, that they showed my cows, you know, standing on concrete, are really knee deep in Texas bluebonnets. So I said, I can't refute it. I can't do this. I can't do that. So because one cowboy said, go on and put an ad in every major daily like the Boston Globe and the Miami Herald and the Chicago Tribune and say that these guys are lying. Well, that would give them more publicity. So instead of doing that, I gathered a few photographers and I gathered a few writers who cared, and we produced what my answer is to welfare ranching. And I wanted it to be, I called it the good news book, and it is just the positive side of the ranching industry rather than the negative. So I did exactly the opposite to what the environmentalists did. And to be honest with you, Derry, in 40 years of publishing, this is the only thing I ever produced that I wanted to cuddle. It is a lovely book. It is full of just love, heart, soul, affection, work ethic, you know, all of the values that everybody holds the most dear. That's the point of romance and reality ranching. And I printed 12,000 copies so I'd have more than they did, and I sold every one. And then I put it back on the press for a limited edition hardback, so I printed a couple of thousand of those. And then I decided, when I actually made money for the first time in 15 years, that I'd do a second one. So the second book is called Grit, Guts, and Glory, Portrait of the West. So that's why there was a second. And that one also, just a few months, it came out last Christmas, that was successful. So I decided to complete this book publishing by Range Magazine with the third of the trilogy, which I call the Lord of the Range trilogy. And I just sent the last one to the printer, and that one is called Spirit, Cowboys, Horses, Earth, and Sky. So for the Lord of the Range trilogy, and it will be my last book, I think, this is just celebrating people in the heartland, people in the West who produce our food. It is a gigantic applause. People are going to like it.
Now, the two books I have here, you didn't even mention those.
Yeah, The Romance and Reality of Ranching was the first one. It came out in 2003.
Oh, okay.
In 2004. And then The Grit, Guts, and Glory, Portrait of the West is the second one, the green book. That came out a few months ago. And then the third.
Now, I don't have that one.
The green one.
No. I don't think so.
Portrait of the West.
Portrait of the West.
That's, yeah, that's the second one.
Okay.
And then the third one.
It says Green Guts and Glory up at the top of it. All right.
Yeah, that's part of the title.
Okay.
And the last one is called Spirit. The main title is Spirit, but like Great Guts and Glory is on Portrait of the West, under Spirit it says Cowboys, Horses, Earth, and Sky. And it's a lovely book, the third one. Each one is slightly different. Each one is different words. Each one has different photographs. And together, they're all an identical shape book, 8.5 by 11 hardback, and very beautifully done. And I know your listeners are going to love them. They're a fabulous gift. I'd like to make you an offer, actually, thinking about this. I'd like to give your listeners $10 off those first two books, Romance or Portrait. So instead of $39.95 plus $5 equals $44.95, if they call 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU, say they know Derry Brownfield, we'll knock $10 off right away, and they can get it for $34.95 instead of the $44.
Really?
And I
can you pay the shipping on that?
It's a we'll pay the shipping, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
an easy Christmas gift. It's a lovely gift for somebody who wants to know about the West.
That is a tremendous offer because well, Beth and I looked at those yesterday, and she said we hadn't really. Your retail price in here is $39.95.
Yeah.
And before we saw that, I said I'll bet they're going to cost at least $40 or $50, and she agreed with me. So.
Well, they are expensive, but I want the word out. And one group in Nevada, which was really good, it's called the Nevada Rangeland Resources Commission, they bought 650 books, and they put one in every library in the library in the communities in Nevada, and sent them to schools as well, which was really nice. So if somebody wants to sponsor one for one of their local libraries in Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, Indiana, any place at all, I think it would be an enormous gift to everybody in food production to have that celebration in a library in the Midwest.
Well, and like I said, if you have a friend that is a doctor or wants something pretty in his doctor's office or an attorney's office while you're in a waiting room or something, this would look good in my accountant's office.
Oh, good. Good idea, Derry.
So
I'll tell you what.
You're too good to me, CJ. So anyway, did on those books, did you send them to newspapers and the same people that the ecologist, the Greeny Weenies did?
No, we had no money. We don't have $100 million, which is what the Foundation for Deep Ecology probably had. The people who run that foundation were from Patagonia Clothing Company and Esprit Clothing and places like that. Enormously wealthy. They don't know what to do with their wealth, and they did it. They spent some of their money in what I consider a very bad and negative way.
Well, look at who has the money now. Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, these trusts that are buying up conservation easements, these people are loaded with money. And they get federal grants. In fact, they're using our tax money to put us out of business, CJ.
I think the taxpayers ought to get to every single congressman and say no more money for the Nature Conservancy, no more money for environmental groups. They're causing, you know, destruction out here, and I think all over the country from coast to coast, in the name of purity and yesterday, and it's absolute nonsense. The science proves them wrong. I think you know that we've done lots of things. We did an expose on the Nature Conservancy in 2003, and it was the first time anybody took them on. They're worth $3 billion, and their annual budget is almost a billion. You know, at $765 million a year that just their administration costs. They've got a lot of money, and I've got just one, you know, part-time employee and something else. But anyway, we did that expose, and it went from coast to coast. And 3 months later, the Washington Post did a very similar thing. And after the Washington Post came out, Senator Grassley from Iowa launched an investigation into the business practices of the Nature Conservancy, and they found a lot to be worried about. And the IRS has been in the halls of their offices in Virginia for a long time trying to find out what's wrong with this picture. And I think it's about time somebody was looking into these alleged nonprofits who are worth billions.
But, you know, you say they have a committee to do this. You know, it'll be a congressional committee or a Senate committee. But once they won't do anything.
I know they don't, but the good thing about it is at least somebody started, which pulled the Nature Conservancy, you know, to pull their socks up and think, well, we better be looking around. It's a secretive little organization, and every time the light is shined anyway close to them, they scurry for cover, and they put people like, you know, the Wilderness Society, Center for Biological Diversity, Sierra Club on the front lines and just pretend they're the good guys. I mean, it's an outrageously bad outfit at most of the time, and there's a lot of very good people working with the Nature Conservancy who don't even know how corrupt it is.
Well, see, that's just like people for PETA, you know, people for the ethical treatment of animals. They get money from people that think they're really doing something good because they're taking care of all those poor little puppies and putty cats that got lost. And PETA's killed more dogs and cats than probably anybody else in the world has ever killed.
Yeah, but the sad thing about America today is truth is not what people are looking for. They're looking for instant gratification with things that are unreal, just useless and wrong. It's bad. I think the country needs to come back around and be the way it is when I got here in the 50s from a socialist country in Europe. And I came here because it showed promise, it gave opportunity, it was the right way to live, the right way to be. It was if you could produce, you earned, and if you earned, you could, you know, do things. I mean, everything about the country was amazing, and it's still a good country, but it seems to be trying to join some of the other countries that aren't doing so well so that we can equalize. Well, that's nonsense. Let's bring the other countries up to us.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
One more. Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
And we're back. CJ, I'm looking at the Red Book, The Romance and Reality of Ranching. And, you know, there's some good lessons to be learned by looking through this book. For example, on page 100, you have common sense. And, you know, that's my standby words. We are the Common Sense Coalition. But healing land on nature's terms. And you have some scientific information here showing pictures, beautiful photographs, where cattle have eaten the range off and how quickly it comes back, and where they take the cattle off the range, how the fungus and other disease organisms come in and literally kill the grass, kills itself. In other words, it smothers itself out.
We're getting really lucky lately. I've been doing this for 16 years, and academia was not kind to ranchers during the late 80s and the 90s. And there's some very, very good range scientists, wildlife biologists coming out of, you know, University of New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, who actually are teaching reality now. And they're saying that rest is not the answer for arid communities, that using cattle, using sheep, using, you know, goats, horses, whatever it is better for the country. So, yeah, we did a little bit of that in Romance and Reality, just a little taste so that the urban people can get a tiny lesson. I didn't want it to be too brutal. It was a fairly subtle lesson.
Well, you know, I've mentioned this time and time again. If you don't eat the grass off, and in fact, we have a similar situation right here at home right now on my own property. But we burned up this summer. We went for 7 or 8 weeks with literally no rain and 100 degree temperatures. The grass died back. Now it has rained, I don't know, 10 or 12 inches in the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. This grass has just exploded, and we don't have the cattle now. You know, a lot of cattle, in fact, We see a lot of cattle that are being moved off the grass because of last summer's drought. So it makes a big difference. And I've stated time and time again, before we had cattle and sheep on this land, there were millions, a lot more buffalo than there are cattle and sheep today, as far as animal units are concerned. And they ate that grass off into the ground, and then they would move off and go someplace else because there were no fences, there were no highways, and they just they traveled across the country. But if you don't eat the grass off, if you don't utilize it, you're going to use it. What do they say about a muscle? If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
That's true, and those buffalo had a lot of common sense, too, because they're not going to stay somewhere there isn't anything to eat. They're just going to move it. But now that we've restricted movement on cattle ranches and we can't eat and, you know, graze them where they should be, it gets more difficult. But another piece of good news in the last 16 years that I've discovered, people from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, you know, have actually offered stories for range so that they can be a part of this conversation. And I love that because there are some incredibly good people in the federal government, some of them who are running it and not regulating quite right. But, you know, there's a lot of real people on the ground level who are doing, you know, substantial jobs along with the ranchers and farmers. I just love that. Can I add one thing about Nature Conservancy?
After this commercial break. This will be the final break of the hour. Come back, and we'll just let you say anything you like about Nature Conservancy or anything you don't like. Take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-875-9292. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-875-9292 today. That's 1-800-875-9292. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One thing Mr. Lineberry made me promise 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. We have returned. C.J. Hadley with Range Magazine. You said you wanted to talk about Nature Conservancy. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left. Let them have it.
Just really quickly, on that website, www.rangemagazine.com, some very significant special reports written by the best investigative journalist I've ever met. It's Tim Finley. He used to work for Rolling Stone magazine, which was pretty left radical, and the San Francisco Chronicle and CBS. But he is not an advocate, as I am. He is a real journalist. And he did the special on Nature Conservancy was called Nature's Landlord, The Arrogance of the Nature Conservancy. But he also did Water in the West, an endangered, what is, what isn't, what, who says. He did Forever and Ever Amen, which was about conservation easements. He did 100 years of conservation from Roosevelt to Clinton. All that can be found free on the website. In the fall issue, 2005, we have Dr. Michael Kaufman from Maine, who wrote a story called Taking Liberty, How Private Property in America is Being Abolished. It's a brilliant story. It includes maps. It can be found on the Taking Liberty map website. If anybody cares about the country and wants to know what's happening that are kind of destroying some of the best things about it, they could go to that website as well. I just would really like them to share this stuff, and it will cost them nothing.
All right, now that website again is...
rangemagazine.com, and the Taking Liberty one is, I'm looking it up, it is, oh goodness, Derry, I'm sorry.
Okay, while
it is www.takingliberty.us.
Takingliberty.us.
And you will be able to find this Taking Liberty story on the Range website in the fall this year.
What else will they find on Range website?
They will find stories, they will find a few photos, they will find all the special reports, they will find significant things that affect the West.
And they'll
and
know how...
At no charge.
Yeah, and they'll also be able to see how to get in touch with you and to purchase the books and the magazine and everything else that you have there.
Yes, they will. The only thing that's missing on the website is the truth and beauty that is in Range, the photos. The paper copy is better. It includes a lot more, and I just urge your listeners to say, Derry Brownfield sent me, and we'll do the best we can for them.
Yeah, you're going to give $10 off on those books, which
definitely
is a heck of a deal.
And 25% off on a magazine subscription. And we'll even send them a sample copy if they're doubtful. Of the magazine, not the book.
Yeah.
I'm not that generous.
Well, you're pretty generous.
Well, I don't want to make money. I just want to spread the good news about the greatest people in the country.
You know, it would be nice if we could make money doing this.
It would be a most interesting day, Derry, and I think I'd be so shocked I'd have to stop.
Let me give CJ's 1-800 number again. It's 1-800-726-4348. That's 1-800-726-4348. Or just remember, if you don't have a pencil in hand, it's Range 4U. R-A-N-G-E, the letter 4 and the dash U, and the letter U. The number 4 and the letter U. Okay?
That's absolutely perfect. Thank you, Derry.
Okay, we do the best we can with the tools we got. Range Magazine sells for $19.95 a year. You get four magazines for that. It's a quarterly. And she's going to give you 25% off if you just call in and say, hey, I heard this on the Derry Brownfield Show. As far as these beautiful books are concerned, they retail for $39.95. And CJ is willing to knock $10 off, $34.95. When you call in, just say, I heard you talking about this on the Derry Brownfield Show. And now it's... And we're just about to wind up here. We have a matter of a few seconds left. Our clock doesn't seem to want to work quite right today. So how much time do I have left, Jeff? I have 25 seconds left. CJ, it is always a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. I look forward to visiting with you on other programs. When you have information that we need to hear about, just pick up the phone and give us a call. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.